Hello, I'm Tom Thompson. I'm an editor at John Lothian News. Today, I'm speaking with Luc Fortin, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Montreal Exchange and Global Head of Trading with TMX Group. The Montreal Exchange launched Quora Futures earlier in June, and Luc has generously agreed to spend a few minutes telling us about the new contract. Quora, by the way, stands for Canadian Overnight Repo Rate Average, and it is a new short-term benchmark futures that has been launched at the Montreal Exchange. So, hello, Luc.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us how the first few weeks of trading have gone? I saw that there were already 1,300 contracts or so of open interest after just about 8 or 9 days of trading.
Tom, we're very, very excited about this launch. You know, this is one of the rare instances where Canada is really sort of at the forefront of change when it comes to, these new type of STIR contracts. When you look at, the decision that was made globally to do away with IBORs that are more sort of survey-based contracts and to get to something that is more volume weighted. Canada has not mandated that there be a necessary elimination of CDOR, but they felt that in order to align ourselves with other global benchmarks, we needed to follow along. And I'm very, very happy and excited, you know, to see us launch. We launched on June 12th. We've seen on the opening day 70 different transactions, 1,600 contracts have traded in four different contract expiries, and we've seen about 15 different participants who've been involved in these transactions, and many of them are are Canadian participants, American and international as well. So it's very, very exciting to see, some engagement fairly early on, and particularly, the kind of environment in which we're in. This is, not an easy environment in which to be launching new products with social distancing, not having the ability to commercialize in the usual fashion. We've had to be fairly unique. We did a bunch of podcasts, as we're doing now, in order to educate investors, and we work with some of our participants to sort of help drive this. So we're very, very excited by the early success. We genuinely believe that, our Quora futures are here to stay, likely will be a beautiful complement to our existing BAXs. And, if I were a betting man, I would say that, they likely would even potentially replace our BAXs. As our new sort of bellwether stir in the years to come. So very, very excited about this.
What's the short-term interest rate now in Canada?
In Canada, folks are using our BAX contracts and CDOR is essentially, one of the lead benchmarks. It is still very much a survey-based approach, similar to how LIBOR operates. In the US, LIBOR has a fixed end date, which essentially is, I'm drawing a blank, I think it's July 2021, if memory serves me right. And it might get slightly delayed for the elimination of LIBOR because of the pandemic and the difficulty for industry to sort of transition. Right. But in Canada, there is no such end date. And right now, the actual benchmark is CDOR. And we've had, our bellwether BAX contracts, we were amongst the first to have these types of STIR contracts many, many moons ago, well over 20 years ago. And they've proven to be, tried and true and have been used by all of our customers. It's one of our contracts in which we have, some fairly significant open interest that has been built up over the years. That, along with our CGB, was really our main STIR contract right now.
So how have your BAX traders reacted? Are they welcoming this? Are they threatened by this? What do they think about a new Quora?
A lot of them saw the necessity to kind of pivot. Ironically, a number of our, our traders and market makers on our BAXs are the same, participants that are our market makers on our Quora futures. They're complementary. They basically hand in hand with each other. When you trade one against the other, you're essentially stripping out sort of the credit curve. BAXs have credit spread involved in them, And, you know, the Bank of Canada's belief in launching, you know, sort of enhanced CORRA fairly recently was to align ourselves with, you know, what will come in the U.S. with SOFR and what will come in Europe with Ionia futures. And you want to create sort of that alignment. And I think, you know, we are seeing a significant amount of interest to trade BAXs versus CORRA, to trade sort of that, you know, that embedded credit spread. And you know, the CORRA futures themselves will align very well to be able to trade against, you know, other like global benchmarks as they develop.
In the press release that came out right after the launch, it said that it was a 3-month futures contract. How does that figure in? I didn't quite understand the 3-month part.
The tenor of the contract is it's a 3-month contract. You could either have a 1 or 3 month contract, but the 3 month align with the specs of BAXs, which are our flagship contract. And we felt that having something very similar in terms of tenure would allow greater flexibility for roles. So essentially, you know, that it's an alignment issue, and it's just more for facilitation of inter-product strategies.
Are there any differences? I mean, you've made everything sound like it's pretty closely aligned with the other contracts out there, but are there any differences with the CME's SOFR contracts?
CORRA is an overnight rate that's published on a daily basis, and this rate is used, you know, to sort of create either a 1 month or 3 month contract. We started with the 3 month version because it's kind of an industry standard. So with regards to alignment with, you know, with SOFR, there's definitely an alignment there for sure. So you want to create alignment to facilitate. Over time, it's very possible that we have 1 month, as others will develop as well in other jurisdictions. I mean, one of the things that's important to that's important to understand is that, you know, CORRA isn't a new benchmark. It's been in existence for 20 years. Now, what the Bank of Canada did with the working group is that it wanted to create a more robust, number of data points in order to, you know, ensure that that the contract had enough volume in order to have, you know, more materiality. And I think that, you know, with the new contract specs, there's really, you know, a very solid underlying in terms of volume to sort of justify that benchmark setting, and essentially that's how it works.
The Canadian government, right about the time of your launch, they took over the calculations of CORRA. Is that right?
What they wanted to do is they wanted to ensure, you know, credibility with this benchmark, and you know, they wanted to make sure that it was resilient, it was robust, and you know, if there are any market stresses, that it's consistent with IOSCO principles. So there was, these principles were, you know, were taken at heart by CAR, which is the Canadian Alternative Reference Rate Working Group. Mm-hmm. That was sponsored by the Canadian Fixed Income Forum, of which the Bank of Canada is part of. And the mandate for CAR was to establish sort of a futures work stream. So there was a lot of support by all of the industry. This isn't only, you know, sort of the bank that wants to see this, but the industry in general wants to make sure that it was capable of adopting and transitioning to CORRA to make this, you know, a lot more fluid. And, you know, having the Bank of Canada's support is very, very critical, to making sure that these contracts do perform well, and that the industry understands that, you know, the bank is definitely, behind this. It's going to help build momentum. It's going to ease transition. And I think, you know, it will certainly help promote the use of CORRA. We're so pleased to see Harry Vikstedt from the Bank of Canada throw his support for, you know, a robust futures market. That goes a long way in terms of helping, the street acknowledge the necessity, for this type of instrument.
Are there any swaps that are cleared by Montreal Exchange Clearinghouse? Is that the right name for the clearinghouse? Is it Montreal Exchange Clearing?
No, it's the Canadian Depository, CDCC. And CDCC is responsible for clearing all of the derivatives from Montreal Exchange. And they also they're also responsible for, you know, clearing repo. And that's where a lot of the data will come from. The data is managed by IIROC and sent back to the Bank of Canada for the calculation of the actual CORRA rate, and essentially, you know, that is CORRA right now is being used, like I said, it's been used in the industry for well over 20 years. There's 10% of all swap transactions in Canada that currently reference CORRA as a rate. So, like I said, it's not a new benchmark like SOFR and others. This is something that is already well entrenched in the OTC space. I think what it will be really, really critical is when we start to see more use of CORRA in terms of a reference rate for floating rate instruments, i.e. FRNs. And when FRNs are issued off that, I think that's going to be very, very exciting. And I think that hopefully that day is not too far out.
What are FRNs tied to now?
In a lot of cases, it's still CDOR.
CDOR, okay. Have you seen any much interest out of the United States so far? Are they holding back? Or
the type of interest we've seen has been, fairly broad based. Our usual international participants, the same type of customers out of the 15 or so that I mentioned that had transacted, I think it would be, sort of split a third between, sort of US, EU and Asia. So it is very, very promising.
When do you think you'll have options, and will there be options on the futures?
If you look at our BAXs, there is a robust, options, products that are, trading for our BAX products. And in the, when you draw out sort of a product roadmap, it is definitely on that product roadmap to see, options. It's a dynamic part, for hedging and trading risk around those types of instruments. So our longer term objectives are definitely to consider options. At this stage, it's way too early. I mean, we want to get open interest going. We want to get more, fluidity, and liquidity in the product. But definitely it's something that we've got sort of on our roadmap. And in particular, when we add sort of our 1 month CORRA futures in the pipeline, that again will just create probably even more necessity to see some option, different option offering will come down the pipe for this. Again, very, very excited to be able to successfully launch a new product in a very challenging environment. For us at TMX and NX in particular, we've got a roadmap of a number of key initiatives to, help bolster our interest rate and our equity suite of products. So we're very, very excited that, we're able to stick to a timeline. We worked hand in hand with the Bank of Canada, which took over the administration of the enhanced CORRA on June 12th, and we lined up our launch and we were able to stick with it. So very pleased about that. And there are a number of other initiatives that we're working on. So do stay tuned. Very, very dynamic times within our industry and in particular our business. So we're very excited to be meeting the demands of global customers with these new products that we're putting out. We're not building it and hoping they will come. We're actually building it because there is genuine demand for our products. So very excited about this.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We look forward to hearing more about all those new products.